You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID-19 experience around the world has shown the elderly are particularly vulnerable to the virus. Australia has proven to be no exception, and nowhere more intensely than the current centre of the pandemic, Victoria. That fact was weighing heavily on Federal Health Department Secretary Professor Brendan Murphy in his appearance before a Senate committee.
In the recent weeks, there have been some huge challenges, and as we know, there have been some high-profile failures to meet the standards of care and communication.
There have been 153 deaths nationally in residential aged care. 4 aged care homes in Victoria now have more than 100 infections. St Basil's Home for the Aged in the Melbourne suburb of Faulkner has the most, with 142. The Senate committee has been told the first infection there occurred on the 9th of July. But Federal Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck says the Victorian Department of Health and Human Services did not advise the federal government until 5 days afterwards.
But we were advised of the outbreak by DHHS on the 14th of July, and we immediately stood up our systems, which is what we do in any circumstance of an outbreak, and testing was arranged for the 15th.
Deputy Commonwealth Chief Medical Officer Dr Nick Coatsworth says that breakdown in communication took up time authorities simply couldn't afford to lose.
Whichever way you cut it, time matters in COVID-19, and that's why we constantly have to review situations like this and find out why they happen, make sure they don't happen again.
Regular staff at St Basil's, a Greek Orthodox nursing home, were able to communicate with residents in Greek. But Professor Murphy says after the federal government had to intervene following the outbreak, authorities struggled to find appropriate carers.
Particularly in a facility which is culturally and linguistically diverse, where the workforce were mainly Greek-speaking and the residents, many of them, first language was not English, to find a workforce had to be brought together from a variety of sources.
97 aged care facilities in Victoria have recorded a case of the virus, but Senator Colbeck has refused to name all of them, saying smaller facilities in particular would be unduly adversely affected.
I am concerned about the stress that's placed on facilities by some of the public elements of this process. And can I tell you, while it's, I understand where you're coming from in one sense, but talking to particularly some of the smaller facilities, their capacity to deal with a huge influx of, say, media inquiry can severely impact on the facility.
10 aged care centres in the state have been sanctioned for non-compliance with regulations, including St Basil's, the Epping Gardens facility, which has 135 infections, and Glendale Nursing Home in the Melbourne suburb of Werribee, which has 65 infections. The Aged Care Quality and Safety Commissioner, Janet Anderson, explains why.
We had evidence available to us that their response to the outbreak was slower than desirable, less decisive, and left the residents of that service at increased risk of harm.
It's an uncomfortable situation that continues to raise uncomfortable questions, not the least of which is this one, asked by committee member, Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie.
Now, we knew this was hitting Victoria 3 or 4 weeks ago. Why, first off, as soon as that was hitting, you weren't in those aged care homes, you didn't wrap them up and cut them all and shut them off?
The answers, or lack thereof, a cold comfort for families and for the larger community, rocked to its core by the impact of the pandemic. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.